late, isn't it? Not even the lockdown can prevent us. Our first song, He is Lord.
Oh,
Come to the Lord to praise him. Let us pray. Almighty and most wonderful God, we come to praise you. We want to love you. We want to love you more and more each day. For you are truly a wonderful God, the only God, the living God, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. Lord, as we continue to worship today, and as we serve you in the days ahead, may the praise and the glory always be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to sing that wonderful song, Beauty for Brokenness.
For brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cures for their ills. Work for the craftsmen, trade for their skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Our cold heart, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Rest for the ravaged earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, our future and Lord, in our madness, carelessness, greed, make us content with the things that we need. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Change our love from a spark to a flame. Lighten our darkness, breathe on this flame, until your justice burns brightly again. Until the nations learn of your ways, seek your salvation, and bring you their praise. God of the poor, from a spark to a flame. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark. Our reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 11, from the New King James Version. Now concerning the spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills.
Now that we've heard God's word, we're going to sing the song Filled with Compassion.
Thank you.
come to the Lord in believing prayer. Let us pray. O God, our Father, we thank you for the world that you have created. We pray for the leaders of all nations. We pray, Lord, that there might be peace and unity throughout your world. So to those who lead, Lord, give them your wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for our own country. We thank you for our Queen. We thank you for our government. We thank you for every elected member in the House of Lords and in the House of Commons. Lord, we pray that you would give to them all your wisdom and your guidance. And Lord, as we've gone through a difficult time, we thank you for those that have been there for us. We thank you, Lord, for the National Health Service. We thank you for our hospitals and clinics, for our doctors and nurses. We thank you, O Lord, for all those who are there to help us. We thank you for our police service. We thank you for our fire service. We thank you for our ambulance service. Lord, no matter where we look, we see people that are ready to help us. And Lord, during this lockdown, there have been many good people who have volunteered to bring food to those who cannot venture out of their own homes. And we thank you for that tremendous work also. Lord, we pray for our little church. We pray, Lord, that we might soon be back worshipping together. But we thank you, Lord, that we are able to worship through these wonderful techniques. And we pray, Lord, that we may continue to worship you face to face, and also that we might have an online ministry reaching people who do not know you, or perhaps you do not care for you. But Lord, we want them to know your love. Lord, we pray for each other. You know us, Lord. You love us, and we love you, Lord. But your love is far greater and far stronger than ours. We pray, Lord, that you would be our constant companion, that you would be our healer, that you would be our guide. We know, Lord, that you will walk with us through trials, through joys, through hopes, through disappointments, and no burden will be too much for us because you will be with us. And we thank you for that, and we ask you to help us to put our faith in you. Help us to believe in your promises. And in return, Lord, we offer ourselves in your service. Take us, Lord, and use us. And may the glory be yours. Amen. Now we're going to sing the hymn, Master, speak, thy servant heareth. The message that I share with you today is one that has laid very much on my heart. We start, this is the title, we start in a new chapter in the life of the church. That's happening, I think, throughout the country. We start a new chapter in the life of the church centrally, and I believe in the Willows. As we approach, hopefully, the end of the lockdown, I want to share with you some Bible verses. First, Isaiah 43, verse 19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you perceive it? Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to share you with a hope and a future. And then from the Bible reading this morning, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 5 and 6. There are differences of ministry, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God that works in them all. 3 points for you. First of all, from 1 Corinthians 12, from verses 1 to 3, we confess the same Lord. We need to say with conviction that Jesus is Lord. If Jesus Christ is truly Lord in our lives, then there should be unity in the church. Number two, we depend on the same God, verses 4 to 7. There is, my friends, no time for a church that only looks inward. Instead, we need to major on sharing the good news of salvation with the lost. Our God will lead us often into new pastures. And I say this, where he leads, we must go. Number three, we are to minister to all people, verses 7 to 11. You know, we receive gifts in God's service. These gifts of the Spirit are given to us individually as the Spirit chooses. We are to accept the gifts we receive and not long for gifts given to others. Instead, following the Spirit's leading, we are to obey the Spirit, who will equip and empower us to use those gifts. Together, we are to love God. We can show this by worshipping him and giving him always the glory. We're to love each other. We're to work as a team. We're to be committed to God and to each other. And we are to love the Word. Be committed to each other, learning and studying the Scriptures, and we will be equipped to serve. We are to love to serve, serving using the gifts of the Spirit. But friends, we need to be compassionate. We are to love the lost. This has been laid so heavily on my heart recently. Evangelize. We are to be active both in taking the message and by living a life that reveals the fruit of the Spirit within us. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is said that a church's health is measured by its sending capacity, not by its seating capacity. It is said, grow the church from outside instead of rather from the inside out. And I tell you this, to believers, Jesus says, go. But to the lost world, Jesus says, come. I believe strongly that our Lord is calling us to a twofold ministry. In other words, an online gathering and a local face-to-face gathering. And I'm going to appeal you to walk with me on this exciting new ministry. Friends, may the chapter we start in the life of our church be exciting, daring, challenging, spirit-controlled, and successful. And this can be true if we work together under the leaders that God has appointed us, providing, of course, that we seek to follow God's leading and be faithful to His word. Do you know, friends, it is possible. Oh, yes, it's possible, because God will not let us down. So I say to you very seriously, let us be empty of self and full of the Spirit. Do you know, I've been working recently on what might be an outline ministry. And I looked at the things that people might be wondering. Do we need to believe in God? Do we really need a God? If God is in charge, then why do horrible things happen? Will God see me through the loss of a loved one? Will God take away the burden that is really I'm struggling with so much? There are many of these things that I've made a note of, and I believe that giving a message online with the opportunity for people to come back and ask questions will be very successful. But Lord, we need you, and friends, I need your prayers. And if you're able to give a word of testimony or a reading in any of these broadcasts, then it would be great. We start a new work, and we meet together in the willows, because I believe this is what God wants of us, a twofold ministry. And to Him and to Him alone be the glory. Amen. And now we finish our time of worship with this hymn, Great is the Darkness That Covers the Earth.
church rise with power and love. This glorious gospel proclaim. In every nation, salvation will come to those who believe in your name. Help us bring light to this world, that we might speed your return. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus.
May the blessing of our God, Father, Son, and Spirit be upon us, upon all those that we love and upon all those that we hope to reach in your name. May we know that peace that comes only from you. May we know your guidance. Will you, Lord, go forward with us? For we know we do not go alone. Thank you, Lord.
From heaven, this isn't second guessing. We know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and the children,
and the children.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family,
and your children,
and their children,
and their children.
May his favor
be upon you
and a thousand generations,
and your family,
and your children,
and their children,
and their children.
May his favor
be upon you
and a thousand generations,
and your family,
children,
and their children,
and their children.
May his presence